So we were talking about the mitzvah to safeguard the matzahs, and even from the time of harvest to do so, and it's brought down that at least for the matzahs that you're using at the Seder to fulfill the mitzvah, at least those should be matzah shmura from the time of harvest. And that certainly would be a minimum to provide for aniyim as well. What happens when you're dealing with poor people who say, hey, I'm usually machmir all Pesach to only use hand matzah, shmura mishas ksira, $35 a pound, and that's what I need for Pesach. Are you chayiv? Do you have to provide for that if you're able to? We're not talking about somebody who's, in a situation where they themselves are poor, where if you're capable of giving to a poor person, does he have a right to ask for that? And would that be a mitzvah on us to provide for him? So the halacha is, certainly for the Seder, it's considered a basic that is somewhat required according to halacha, because according to some Rishonim, it's required, and you're not yotzei without matzah shmura from shas ktsira. But an ani that says, I want to use shmura all Pesach long for my entire family of 10 children, do you have to provide him for that much, assuming you're capable of doing so? So the halacha is, if they're used to it, if they always have been machmir in the past, then it becomes like a neder, it becomes something that they are required to do unless they're matir neder, and we don't require them to absolve their vows. And therefore, if normally this is always what they were always been doing in the past, or if it's something that they're used to, it might be considered deimach soiroi ashiach saloi, something that a poor person is used to, is considered now in lack of if he's not provided for, and therefore we are required to provide him for that for Pesach. Now the next question arises is, who said that he has to have his own matzah? Why can't he just go and be guest by other people? Now the truth is, lahalakha lamaisa, being a guest by somebody else and they allow you to eat matzah and they give you matzah at the Seder, you do fulfill your obligation, because the assumption is that at the Seder, when somebody gives you matzah to eat, they're giving it to you with the intention to fulfill the mitzvah, and the mitzvah does require you to own the matzah. It's questionable if you can fulfill the matzah if it's not your own. We have a drudge in the pasuk, Ari so seichem, your dough of challah, by afroches challah, it has to be your dough, reishis ari so seichem, just like afroches challah is done with your own challah, that's how you do the mitzvah. We darshan similarly that the mitzvah of matzah from the din of challah, matzah must be your own. It's just that generally it comes with a self-assumed assumption that people give you matzah to fulfill the mitzvah with, they're giving it to you to keep, and it's your matzah. Some even say that even if somebody clearly says, I'd like to borrow matzah and I'll pay you back, you know, I don't have matzah the first days, I'll be getting my matzah later, I'm away from home, I'm traveling, whatever it is, I'll pay you back your matzah. When you borrow matzah, it's not like borrowing a car that you're going to return the car. The car comes back, hopefully in the same condition it was received in. But when you're borrowing matzah, it's with the intent to eat the matzah. You're not returning the same matzah. So even when you tell somebody, I'm borrowing matzah and I'm going to pay you back with matzah, the halacha is, the assumption is, the matzah is being borrowed to be eaten. That means that these actual matzahs that are being given to you are being given for you to keep. So it's your matzah, and then you just happen to have to give back other matzah to pay the person back. So therefore, generally guests at a Seder, where the Bala Seder gives them matzah to be eaten, they do fulfill their obligation. What happens if you're buying matzah from a store that says, we're not selling on credit, we're short on cash flow this year, we cannot sell on credit, if you're taking something on credit and you don't pay me before Pesach, we're not Michael you. Then that matzah is guzzle, it's stolen. As a matter of fact, if somebody steals matzah and then gives it away, so even though the recipient of that matzah acquires it, so you don't have to worry about your matzah retailer if he stole the matzah or not, by the time you get it, it's yours. However, if it is stolen and then gets to you, even though it becomes yours, you may still have a problem making a bracha on matzah that was originally stolen and got into you. So the mitzvah itself you may be fulfilling, but you can't make a bracha on matzah that was originally stolen and then given to you. The bottom line is, matzah should be yours and it shouldn't be stolen at all, and certainly to make the brachas, even if you end up acquiring it, there are those that say that once it gets into your mouth and you chew it, you certainly acquire the matzah. So even if you steal matzah and then chew it, it's yours by the time you chew it, and by the time you swallow it, it's yours, but you cannot make a bracha on such matzah. If you buy matzah on credit and did not yet pay your bill, assuming it's not an extreme situation where the retailer says, we can't have people owing money, everybody has to pay their bills before Pesach. In a normal situation, buying matzah with a credit card or on credit to be paid after Pesach normally is considered okay, and the matzah itself is yours, and you could make a bracha on it. Let's say somebody's a guest at somebody's seder and he says, I don't want to accept gifts. So I appreciate the fact that you're hosting me, but you know, matzah is expensive. I don't know about the lettuce, but matzah is expensive. I don't want to accept it as a gift. And the owner says, well, I'm not letting you pay me back. I don't want you to pay. You're my guest. So they get into a fight. The host wants to give it. The recipient does not want to accept it. And what should they do? Well, the owner could be mafker it. He makes it hefker. But there is somewhat of a problem of acquiring things on Pesach. So if you actually lift it up to acquire it, you're doing an act of acquisition on Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you're not supposed to be doing acts that expressly show kinyanim, it's awesome and rabbanon to make acquisitions on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So you shouldn't do that. If you're such a situation, you put it in your mouth, and with the chewing, you will be acquiring it from Hefker, and that's not an act that is directly being done for an act of acquisition, and that is perfectly okay.